Good evening. I'm Jane Durrell, and I want to tell you about a photography show you can see now at Iris Book Cafe and Gallery on Main Street. It's the work of French photographer Bernard Plassou, who has traveled widely and is better known in Europe than here. The show comes directly from its first and only other U.S. presentation at Eaton Fine Arts in West Palm Beach, Florida. Andale, Mexico and Plassou is the title of the show, and it reflects not only the first eye-opening trip of that young Parisian in 1965, but also a trip in 1974 and in 1981. He was only 20 when he first set foot in Mexico, but already responding to what he saw by raising his camera to record it. He had a 35mm camera with a 50mm lens, and he used black and white film, Kodak Tri-X, a working mode that later would expand to color as well, although the show at Iris is wholly black and white silver gelatin prints. Black and white is customary for the photography shows there. They fit well into Iris's pleasantly bookish atmosphere. It's possible to see Plassou's style evolving as each photograph has an inconspicuous A, B, or C penciled on the wall beneath it, indicating which trip it's from, A being the first, the others following. The work is not hung chronologically, which makes the show itself more interesting. For instance, see the restroom. Always check the restroom at Iris if you're looking at an exhibition on its walls, because some of the most interesting juxtapositions may turn up there. In this case, four photographs are hung in that private space, two from the artist's first trip and two from the third. They dramatically illustrate what you may have been subconsciously noting. The earliest pieces are people-oriented, but sometimes deliberately hazy, like memories gone gray, while in later work, lines are crisp, but people rare. A figure is engulfed in shadow in one of the 1965 photographs here. The other from that year shows the strong black silhouette of a figure of a winged horse seen against the sky. In contrast, one of those from 1981 is a sand landscape picked out by small shrubs of distinct character and a rim of low hills, the whole clear as a bell. The other is a riverscape looked down on from a high hill, boats on the river and swimmers in the water and people on the beach, all so far away as to lose their individual characteristics, although the special relationships within the pictures are pure and telling. Even when people are the ostensible subject, they sometimes appear only partially. A 1965 photograph shows a man with a revolver tucked into the belt that goes around his generous waist. Its importance is emphasized by the fact that the picture cuts off at shoulder level, and we do not see his face. Women are more than once represented only by their legs. Exciting but not salacious takes on their presence. The signature piece for the exhibition, a bride and groom sitting high in a small open car and looking rather worried, actually, is not typical. Automobiles feature in these early works, but the ruffle on the sunscreen or two arms extending from a rear window seem more interesting to the photographer than people per se. He is enamored of the place, of the way things look, as well as of the people whose lives move in ways unknown in the Paris in which he grew up. He's also making note of the texture of things, of walls, of pavements, that will only increase in subsequent visits. Plassou himself claims to be more interested in the mood of his photographs than in their composition, which suggests that composition is hardwired into his own view of the world, and he makes these arrangements instinctively. As the people disappear, the works take on an almost formal dignity of line and lose that mysterious fog marking some of the earliest pieces. This is not the first time Iris curator William Messer has shown the work of this French photographer. In 1981, in a gallery he directed in Cardiff, Wales, he presented a retrospective exhibition of Plassoux's work. This show explores the same vein as that one, as its latest works come from 1981. Plassoux is only 70 now. One wonders what he's doing currently. Wikipedia reports, in French, so I'm a little hazy on details, an exhibition in 2013 that included work from 1963 to 2012, so he was still taking pictures that recently. But what we have here is this Frenchman's passionate response to Mexican culture and landscape, first encountered when he was himself young, and he says, reading Ginsberg, Kerouac, and the whole bunch. It seems to have been an encounter he happily renewed. The photographic results will be on the walls at Iris, 1331 Main Street, through May 24th. For a link to more information, see wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, this is Jane Durrell.